Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Rob and Rob.
Welcome to Ask Rob and Rob. It's another show, and that means that we have got two questions from lovely listeners just like you that we are going to do our best to answer for everyone's benefit. And got a couple of good ones this week. So keep listening to find out what those are after a quick recap of how to get your own question in.
You can call in, leave us a voicemail on 013 808 00035, or you can go straight to our website, propertyhub.net/ask, and leave us a voicemail there. Whatever's easiest for you, just get head along, do it. That's exactly what Stephen's done. Let's listen to his question.
Hi Rob. I'm looking at investing up north or in the Midlands, really. After listening to your show and hearing that you think Derby's a good bet for 2021, one of the things I was interested in is, do you believe with Rolls-Royce and the redundancies that are going to happen and the change of strategy that Rolls-Royce is going to be doing, will that affect Derby? Plus, also, if looking to go from a buy-to-let and go into the owning it for a business, do you believe it's best to work with people like yourselves and find properties, especially in a new area? Or is it worth just looking around on Zoopla and Rightmove and finding out which ones you think are best?
Thank you, Stephen. Yeah, I can understand why you're interested in Derby. It's got a lot going for it. And yes, some redundancies from a major employer locally may have an impact, but one to disrupt the potential? I don't think so. And now it's up to debate, isn't it? But Derby has more than just Rolls-Royce to rely on. The wages, the average wages that people earn in Derby is so strong, but yet it's one of the cheapest cities in England to buy property in. So real, real potential there. Now, you mentioned, could you work with people like ourselves? Now, Rob and I personally, I wouldn't be able to guide you around Derby, but we do have a company that may be able to help. That company is called Property Hub Invest. If you go to the Property Hub website, you can find it. It's not obvious. Property Hub is mainly content and education to help, but you can find the service Property Hub Invest there. Now, they'll have a conversation with you up front and for free, and they'll establish whether we can help you or not, because we don't want to waste your time. Because it's not for everyone, being completely honest. You may find that you are better off doing it yourself, but you can find out. If you do it yourself, just make sure you've got time and you're committed to the research, because it is very hard to do this yourself if you're time poor. So make sure you can physically do this, because you're going to need more time investing somewhere that is not your hometown or city. And you're going to have to spend that time on research, including some trips to the area. But if you're willing to do that, do it. You can absolutely get yourself a great deal yourself. There's no reason why you can't. Property Hub Invest is a great service, but really it works best for people who are time poor, who just, you know, may want to do all those things, but just physically can't. So hopefully that gives you a bit of information, whether it may be right for you or not. But you can check out the website and have a conversation with one of the teams to find out more. But regardless, Derby, yeah, very much an area that we're fans of now, and I think for a few years to come, I think it's got great potential. Whatever you decide to do, Stephen, good luck.
Yes, good luck to you, Stephen. Let's hear next from Aisha.
Hi there. I have a question about letting my property. I have done the inventory from a professional, and he charged me £60 plus VAT. Now, I want to ask that how often do I need to do the inventory? Is it after every tenant leaves? Do I need to get a new one? Or I can just make do with the inventory once and just update it with every tenant? And can I do that myself, or do I need to bring in a professional again?
Thank you for your question. Okay, well, you need to get an inventory done at the start of each new tenancy. The reason for that is that the condition of the property will change during each tenancy. And if the property is furnished, then the contents of that property might change between each tenancy. For example, someone might leave a couple of items that you then keep hold of. Someone might accidentally wander off with an item, or you might have replaced it mid-tenancy. All of which means by the time you get new tenants moving in, the condition is not going to be the same as it was for the previous tenants. Therefore, you can't use the same inventory. The purpose of an inventory is to compare the condition at the start versus the condition at the end of a tenancy, so you can then make any deductions necessary from the tenant's deposit to cover any damage that goes beyond fair wear and tear. So the basic answer is, do you need to update an inventory with every new tenant? The answer to that is yes, you do. Do you need to bring in a professional again? Not necessarily. There's no rule that says that an inventory has to be done by any particular person. It doesn't have to be someone independent. It could just be you. So now you've had it done once, you might feel confident enough to take that inventory that's been done and then just update it yourself, because all the basic structure is going to be the same. You might just want to note down that there's now a stain on the carpet here or some brushes on the wall there or whatever it is. And you might want to do that yourself. So nothing to stop you from doing that. There are three reasons why you might not want to do it though. The first is that a professional is always going to be better at doing it than you are. They may notice things that you have missed, and they may note things down in a way that makes it clearer when you need to rely on it later. The second reason is that having a third party do it appears more objective. So if it does get to a situation where you need to make a claim, it's possibly more likely that they'll find in your favour. And the third reason is that, well, saves you some time. £60 plus VAT is money, but then your time has a value associated with it as well. So if you're at the property anyway and it doesn't take you long, then fine, you might want to do it. But if it involves a whole round trip and you wouldn't otherwise have bothered, then it might make paying the professional look like better value. But that is a decision that you can make. You could do it either way. No right or wrong answer, just a few things for you to think about. But the only thing you do need to know for sure is that that inventory does need to get done at the start of each tenancy, and you need to give a copy to the tenants and get them to sign it. As long as you do that, one way or the other, you'll be all good.
You'll also be all good if you join us for the property podcast on Thursday. And really, really good if you're back for Ask Rob and Rob, same time, same place next week. So there you go. Dates in the diary. We'll see you then. So for now, take care. Have fun. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.